Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
This is...
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
Puberty.
My head hard. My headphones are weird. Just turn off.
It's a tough time. There's a change in, man.
Maybe you should get rid of that turtleneck.
Is it choking you? This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
I had an orange shirt under
the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We had to do it. Wait, do you have another orange shirt on under there?
It's a sleeve shirt now.
It's a different shirt.
I love it.
I can't even make that up. This is the Mason Crosby Show. And, all right. Everybody breathe. Come back.
That was good. I like that. That's how we need to start 1 o'clock.
These are quiet. Why are you quiet?
Maybe turn up your headphones.
Right, but like...
Everything's going on over there.
I didn't change my headphones.
Tommy, are you messing with him?
No, I seriously cannot preach enough how little I try to mess with Mitch Nellis, because I don't need all the... I don't need the feng shui messed up.
Yeah, he doesn't want to mess with the radio vet. That's what
exactly.
Correct.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, One Call, That's All. Literally with one of the best opening lines of a Twitter bio that I've ever seen in my entire life. Mason, you've known a lot of Pro Bowl long snappers. Justice Mosqueda, the Acme Packing Company, a Pro Bowl long napper.
Oh, I love that.
Man, Justice, I'm on that same page with you. Welcome to the Mason Crosby Show.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, that's funny that that's what your profile says, because I was going to ask these guys earlier in the show, just never had a moment to say it, though. You said, like, a professional long snapper, Pro Bowl long napper. Like, I was going to ask, like, is everyone here, are y'all more of long nap guys, or can you do, like, the 10, 20-minute power nap?
That's a good question.
I did a 10-minute power nap yesterday. I was so tired driving kids around. I sat in a parking lot, laid in my seat back, took 10 minutes, little nap, and then I was ready to roll again.
I can do that, but I would much prefer a long nap if I have the opportunity.
I used to nap when our show was in the morning, and now I never nap anymore.
All right.
That's fair.
Sorry about that, Tommy.
All right.
So all right, Justice, let's dive into it, man. So great win against the Bears. We replayed that, talked about that all on Monday, Tuesday. We're heading to the Broncos. What are you seeing in this game against the Broncos that, excites you a little bit, makes you nervous? What's kind of your thoughts on this this upcoming matchup against an unfamiliar opponent there in the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think Bo Nix is, if we're drawing the line for what an average quarterback is in the NFL, I think he falls below that line.
All right.
But at the same time, the Broncos defense is playing tremendous. It's why they're able to close out so many of these close games. I think it's probably going to be a low-scoring affair. Obviously, they, beat the brakes off of the Las Vegas Raiders this past week, but I think the Packers have, more talent than them. Should be a huge matchup. I'm definitely concerned about the whole Josh Jacobs situation. Matt LaFleur said today that he didn't think that Josh Jacobs was going to play. We got the reports from practice that he wasn't on the field. So back-to-back weeks, I know the timeline has been kind of weird about the Jacobs situation because people are like, what do you mean? He just played back-to-back games. Well, he didn't play the week before, right, going into the Detroit Lions game because he had the week off against the Minnesota Vikings. And then they had that mini bye after the Lions game going into the Bears game. So this is the first time he's really had to have the 7-day turnaround, right, of being able to get ready back on the field. We know it's a bone bruise that he has with his knee, and I'm just crossing my fingers hoping that he can go because, I think it's a very different world if Emmanuel Wilson is running the rock versus Josh Jacobs.
Okay. Yeah, because we were talking about that earlier as well, and I kind of was under the impression, if there was a week that Josh Jacobs just needed, if they think, he could sit out this week and this bone bruise can, almost get fully healed and he's, back full go for the last three games going into the playoffs, would that be – in my opinion, just from the football side, I feel like that would be wise to sit him. But you're saying without Josh Jacobs – this offense might not be able to go against this Broncos defense.
I mean, it's going to be tough. Zach Allen on the inside is a real troublemaker. Obviously, Nick Bonito is having a great year on the edge. And then you have all those guys in the secondary. I know everyone talked about Pat Surtain, but Riley Moss is nothing to scoff at either. He makes plays on the ball too. So it's just going to be really hard to score on this team. Again, I kind of think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised passing game-wise, I think it's going to look a lot like the Steelers game where, it's a whole lot of quick game. We're throwing a lot of short outs, stuff like that, hoping that guys can get yak yards because I don't think there's going to be a lot open down the field. I don't think this is the game that you want Jordan Love to take a bunch of shots or anything, and I'm sure Matt knows that. I mean, he's smarter than I am. I do think the one thing that really helps the Packers timing-wise is getting Jaden Reed back because he sure looked fast when he was on the field, and the Packers need yak yards, and they really have not been able to get any yak yards this season outside of Tucker Kraft, who obviously isn't going to be suiting up in this game.
So do you think if this Packers team goes to Denver, for some reason loses this game, how does that set up for them? What are you looking at? How are you feeling about this Packers team if they aren't able to get this win on Sunday?
I mean, it's an away game at elevation, right, against a team that is, running for the top seed in the AFC. So I'm not sure it would change my perception of the Packers, but it would put them in a position going into that Bears game where, hey, man, you're back in the same spot you were 2 weeks ago, where you got to win this to take lead of the division. We'll see what happens with the last two games down the stretch, right? Minnesota is functionally out of the playoff race. There's the smallest sliver of hope. It 15 things have to go right for them to even be in playoff consideration for that season finale game.
And that's right. They still have like Bengals could still win the division and host a playoff game at 7-10.
Yeah, they could.
Let's go Bengals, baby.
I love this time of year because it's that sliver of hope that all these teams kind of have. And then after this week, most of that's crushed.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns just dropped out of the in the hunt graphics.
Yeah,
you want to know where we're at.
Something we talked about on the show yesterday, Mason, is maybe losing the game this Sunday isn't the end of the world because they've won four in a row. If they win the next four, and then you've got to win three or four more games to win the Super Bowl,
I just feel like it's hard to end the season on a 12-game winning streak. And so maybe a loss here in the one loss non-conference, so whether it's this game or the Baltimore game, like, isn't the end of the world. Justice, is there something to that?
I mean, maybe. Mason, did you ever, when you were playing, when you're like, oh, we're due for a loss. We're too hot right now.
Players, I'm glad you brought that up because,
players
yes.
Players are too stupid to realize.
Oh, wow.
The
there it is.
Well,
jeez.
The examples I brought up yesterday with.
I never lost in my mind, so.
Okay, participation Mason. That's what we're going to call
participation
you.
Participation Mason.
So, but the examples we brought up were run the table, right, and relax, which yeah. were awesome runs to close out a year, Justice, but ultimately, none of them ended in a Super Bowl, right? They ended before they wanted to.
Yeah, except the year we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like that
was
like,
the
so,
one.
So okay. that was a good one, and I think if you're winning and you are a good team and you are just like why? Yeah, you don't want to lose a game. Like, once you've won that game, like, the players in that locker room are not thinking about the win streak. They're just like, all right, this is the next one. We're going to that. Who cares what happened the week before? And especially when the playoffs come, it doesn't matter if you won 10 in a row in the regular season. Like, that playoff game is all that matters. So I'm for, if you're playing good ball, yes, you want to keep playing good ball. You don't want to go to Denver right now and lay an egg and then have a lot of question marks going into these last three games. If the Broncos are a team of destiny, they're a good team, they're 11-2 and they're playing well, and they kind of hit you in the mouth a little bit and you kind of have to like figure some things out, that might be a difference. But do you think this Denver team, and that's my question to you, Justice, we kind of got off topic. Do you think this Denver team is legitimate just because of that defense? Do you think they have kind of gotten a little lucky at times this year? But I have my opinion on luck. What do you think of this Denver team as a whole?
So this is the way I've kind of talked about this Broncos team throughout the year. I think in any one game circumstance, this Broncos team has a fighting chance to take down anyone. Now, if we're expecting them, you know, let's say they make it wild card weekend, you got to win four games in a row. Do I think they can win four playoff games in a row with Bo Nix at quarterback? The chances are very slim. Chances are very slim. So that's kind of where I stand on it. I think they can play the role of spoiler a lot more than the role of like true contender champion.
Just like how they've won with the kicking, you know, field goals to win game, like just kind of these grinding, like comeback victories. Same, I would say, probably like the Chicago Bears, right? Like, yep. Chicago Bears could play spoiler, unfortunately, in the playoffs. Yep. Like, if now, hopefully not in the 2-7 spot, but, you know, they could be that team that kind of, you know, spoils somebody in a one game series. And then it's like, all right, now they don't have a chance to get to the Super Bowl.
100%, just because of the strength of that defense. I think that offensive line is probably a little bit underrated, but I just don't think that the passing game is going to be good enough for them to go on a run. Like, I it's hard for me to imagine like Bo Nix going on like a Joe Flacco stretch. Like, he's just not that type of a quarterback.
Well, I'd love to hear, you know, we've talked about it a lot, but we haven't talked to you a ton. So, like, I want to hear your take on Christian Watson since he's come back into the fold. Just what he's meant to this offense and the way he's playing right now. Just give your take right now on what Christian Watson is doing.
I think this is the best football he's played in his career. And I'm shocked, you know, coming off of an ACL tear that he's performing like this. And the Packers probably are counting their blessings every single day that they signed that one-year extension with Christian Watson. Because, I mean, he probably could have gotten close to the Jamison Williams money or something like that. Another good comparison is going to be whatever Alec Pierce ends up getting in the free agent market this offseason, because those guys are kind of similar players, but Watson is definitely performing better than him now. They're using him a lot of different ways, man. I mean, they're getting him in the slot. They're running the crossers, all that stuff. I mean, we saw the touchdown where he's lined up in the slot against Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And if they get, like, true man tells, which like Dennis Allen is going to throw a lot of, like, if he's going to play man and he's blitzing, like Dennis Allen was going to show it, right? So the Packers check into that play and they just say, hey, Christian Watson, run away from that guy. And there's few players in the NFL who run better than that dude. So I think the ability to kind of come down with those 50-50 balls and stuff like that, not necessarily in this past game, but you know, in the month that he's been back or month and a half, whatever, that's improved tremendously, because we've seen you know, Christian drop wide open passes in previous seasons. And now he's coming down with the 50-50 balls. Jordan Love seems to trust him beyond belief. I mean, he's just chucking it up there at some point. It's almost, I don't want to compare it to Randy Moss, but it's like, you know, Randy's down there. He's open somewhere, right? It's almost like that with Christian right now.
For sure, for sure. We got Justice Mosqueda from the Acme Packing Company. You can find him on Twitter at, what is your, at J-U-M-O-S-Q. We are just talking all things Packers, specifically this Broncos matchup. Let's go to the other side of the ball, and we've talked about it early in the week, the Micah Parsons stuff. The fact that he has not had a holding penalty called on him all season long. What the heck is going on there? Like, it blows my mind. I know we talked to someone in Dallas right after he came in, and they were like, has everybody gotten frustrated that he doesn't get holding calls against him? Like, how can someone be that elite, that like explosive, guys holding him obviously, and not get the calls? Like, what is the deal with that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's like, you know, you guys played against like the Legion of Boom Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
And it was every single play, they're going to be physical at the cornerback position, right? And can you throw, you know, if you're in the referee standpoint, can you throw the flag every single time? So is it teams just being like, hey, man, we're not turning the guy loose. Like, if you get beat, come down with a piece of him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something like that. The Packers,
is it because he doesn't go down? Does he need to take dives? I mean, I'm a big soccer guy. Like, let's just like just eat it. Just like as soon as that guy wraps you around your neck, like throw your head back and go to the ground. Let's bring in the soccer rules.
I mean, maybe, or like Micah work, you know, get real friendly with the refs, start working them. Matt on the sideline, you might want to start working him. I do think that one interesting thing is that Micah's playing a lot in the interior right now, and a lot of that is because
Lucas harder to Van call. Ness.
Yep, it's just a tougher vantage point, right? So, like, maybe if Lucas Van Ness is freed up a little bit, can come back on the field, play some of those interior snaps, and Micah can go back outside, maybe it'll be more obvious when he's on the edge. But there, I mean, to be totally fair, there are some plays where he's lining up on the edge still, and he's definitely getting held.
Well, Justice, I had a question in regards to his running mate, Rashawn Gary, that you had put out a tweet about and charted. It looks like it was pressures versus rushes and how elite Micah Parsons looks on this list and how terrible Rashawn Gary looks on this list at this time. How concerned are you that he's slowed down a lot? Because a lot of people were excited to see what his production could be with a guy like Micah Parsons getting all the attention he was going to get. And it started off, he came out firing, you know, he's at 7.5 sacks, but it feels like the argument I have to hear is, well, look how good he is in the run game all the time when he's not getting sacks week in and week out while Micah Parsons is being strangled by offensive linemen.
He has improved in the run game really over the last 2 years. But, I mean, he was turning some guys loose. Caleb Williams was able to escape the pocket a lot of times when, you know, Rashawn Gary had containment assignments and stuff like that. And even when he had him one-on-one, he can't catch the guy. So, yeah, no, I am concerned. The data that I had was from NFL Pro. So that's like the league-level player tracking stuff, right? That's the shoulder pad chips, all that. They measure quick pressures, which is within 3 seconds. And if you guys like time to throw in the NFL, the ball's out. Ball's out in 3 seconds for the most part, unless quarterback isn't seeing something right or he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we literally had a shot clock at practice of like a 3 second, and it would horn if the ball wasn't out before that time.
Yeah. Defensive line coach yelling sack. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly.
So, from a quick pressure percentage standpoint, there's no one in the league who gets as many snaps as Gary, who performs as poorly in terms of the quick pressures. And I think you guys have noticed this for sure. Like over the last 2 seasons, like this defense compared to last year's defense, like what they see from the offensive side of the ball, totally different, right?
Yeah.
Everything is ball out, ball out, ball out. Last year, everything was disguised coverages and stuff like that because teams were holding on the ball a little bit longer. It like maybe Rashawn hasn't lost a step, and it's just he's just the bull rusher, and he's going to be later in the down kind of production guy. And maybe this is just a bad home for him right now because the world changes when you add a Micah Parsons. But the Packers certainly are not getting you know, kind of what they're paying for production-wise, you know, in terms of the impact from Gary right now.
Do you think Rashawn Gary's production, like, was, like, early in the season tied directly to Lucas Van Ness being on the field as well? Mm-hmm. Like, yep. Because he, like, Lucas Van Ness came out of the gate and was kind of taking up some stuff, letting Micah Parsons do his thing. And Rashawn Gary was, like, just eaten because of all the – you know, all the things they could do there, and not having that other, that third piece where Van Ness can move up and down the line and be disruptive. Do you think that hurt his production in that, you know, whenever Van Ness got hurt?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of those sacks, if you look at it, like, Gary isn't initiating the pressure, right? He's not the reason why the quarterback is fleeing the pocket. He's catching those guys as they're trying to escape because he's playing left end, quarterback's rolling out to the right. By far, like, Micah doesn't matter where you line him up. He's getting pressure, right? But then outside of that, the only other guy who's really getting quick pressures is Lucas Van Ness, particularly when he's lining up on the inside. So when Lucas Van Ness isn't, you know, able to play those snaps, it really does feel like Micah versus the world on you know, against quick game and stuff like that when the ball's coming out so quick.
For sure. Mitch, you'd have something?
I was literally going to ask that LVN question. So what? So what impact when he's back now, or you know, hoping he's back and back for the what type of impact do you expect to see on the defensive side of the ball if he's out there?
Oh, I mean, with all the stuff that the Packers have been doing the last 2 weeks, they're running sim pressures where you know they kind of highlight it in the broadcast where Micah Parsons is jumping out, right? And then, hey, we have two guys screaming out coming free because teams are over trying to over-index on Micah Parsons. Well, now you're adding a guy who can win a one-on-one and Lucas Van Ness on the interior. I mean, the pressure rate should just jump through the roof, especially if, like, again, I don't want, like, the we got the Broncos this week, right? But the Bears the week after, you know, if you can get interior pressure and you could still flush Caleb Williams from the inside with Lucas Van Ness, but now you have Micah Parsons lining up on the left end instead of lining up on the interior, and he's able to catch Caleb Williams fleeing the pocket instead of running around Rashawn Gary. That game looks like a whole lot different, right? Because Caleb Williams wasn't, you know, standing in the pocket delivering the football. That's not what he was doing. He was he was escaping, running around, trying to hit the sideline, running it up, or throwing off platform.
Yep. All right. I got to ask, what's your prediction for the game this weekend?
Low scoring. I'm going Green Bay Packers. I just think that the quarterback difference is what makes the difference there. Definitely less confident in that if Josh Jacobs doesn't suit up, but I just think the quarterback advantage is just too wide.
Who's a better coach right now, Justice, Sean Payton or Matt LaFleur?
I mean, let's go Matt. Let's pump him up a little bit. All he got a lot of hate early on in the season, and he's adjusted and done well, so. Let's give it to him.
I'll take it.
All right. Nice. Well, anything else, fellas? I appreciate you, Justice.
I don't know. Justice, since we haven't had you on the show before, like, besides Packers, where do your sports allegiances lie?
Ooh, I like
baseball,
that.
Basketball. Like, do you have any rooting interest in those sports?
Baseball. So I wasn't a big baseball guy growing up, but if you can imagine, I'm a West Coaster. If you can imagine, there's a lot of Dodgers fans right now. So I have a lot of Dodgers fans in my life.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I know. I'm that guy. Oregon Ducks. Okay. And the Trailblazers, who are not doing very well.
Oh, the Trailblazers. Okay. All right.
Wow, yeah. All right.
Not I doing like great, that. But you know what? If you're still a fan of the Trailblazers, it means you're a real fan of the Trailblazers. Because it's been
I'm like a mile away from Moda Center. If I could walk to the arena, why wouldn't I be a fan?
Yeah, I love that.
Dame time. That's right.
Got him back.
Well, at least Oregon's got the right colors, so... All right. Well, Justice, thank you so much for jumping on today. We'll definitely catch up with you as the playoffs get closer into the playoffs and keep our eye on the Packers, everything going on with what you got going on at the Acme Packing Company. And, of course, I know you just recorded a podcast with our bestie, Andy Herman. So we'll all check that out as well. Justice, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Go Pack, go.
All right. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.